Chapter 26, Thanksgiving. Kylie buzzed Misha into the building at exactly the designated time on Thanksgiving morning. Punctuality was a quality that always impressed her. When he appeared at her door, looking as sharp in a slim-cut sports jacket and a tie as a model from GQ, she raised her eyebrows with appreciation. "Wow, you clean up nice." She put on her new figure-flattering heather gray sweater dress and ankle boots and laughed to herself, just imagining what her family would think when they got a load of this dressed-up version of her with Mr. GQ, not to mention that they would be arriving in Misha's Porsche. He presented a bouquet of pink roses from behind his back. "Are those for my parents?" "No, they're for you. You deserve them." Closing her eyes, she buried her head in the petals and inhaled in a lungful their luscious scent. Then she opened her eyes. Misha was staring at her, fascinated. "Oh my goodness, Misha, they're beautiful. You didn't have to do that, but thank you. They remind me that there's still beauty in this world." He shrugged. "Kind of like you, which is also why I wanted you to have them." Kylie stood on tiptoe and brushed his lips with a kiss. He reached behind her back with his free hand, drew her into his tweed jacket, and returned her kiss. She felt it down to her toes that curled inside her ankle boots, and she pulled back, a little breathless. "We have to go," she said, giving him a tiny pout. "I'll put these in water and get my coat." "You know I love America, but the girls here like to play cat and mouse," he said. "Russians are different."
"I don't know what you're talking about. What were you expecting? We have to go to my parents' house."
Misha shrugged. "If you like someone, you should show it."
"I thought I showed you yesterday." Although she was a little miffed, she smiled. It was refreshing to have a guy be worried about how she felt as much as the other way around.
"Anyway, you're the one who left last night, and now it's time to go. We have lots of time to work off our dinner when we get back." She gave him another kiss, this time with more gusto, before adding, "Thanksgiving's a big deal. Plus, I'm a little spooked about spending a day with my parents. Here, please, carry one of these pies." She handed him one and picked up the other.
"You're right. Sorry. Maybe I'm nervous, too. So much going on. So, you do like me, then?"
"Isn't it obvious?" She grabbed his spare hand and led him out the door to the landing, where she turned and kissed him again before descending the stairs. "Of course I like you, you goof."
Misha's car was parked right outside. They placed the pies on the floor in the back seat of the Porsche and sped up Starro Drive through Fresh Pond and Cambridge to Route 2, where she had been oh so recently with Janice.
"Did you call Stuart?" he asked as he drove.
"Yes, he didn't sound too worried about it. It was more like he was humoring me, but he said he'd run a search on Emil Azaroff."
"Great. I'm sure if there's anything, he'll find it."
Kylie nodded. She admired Misha's chiseled profile as he drove, secretly thinking that he was like having her very own personal version of Tom Cruise. "Can I ask you a question?" she said.
"Possibly.
What?" "What's the real reason that you've got a gun?"
"Okay, no problem. When I came here, I was afraid. I'd heard about terrible things that happen here."
"Unlike your country, right?"
"Oh, for sure. We've had bad things, too. The truth is that I was expecting the worst, and then when I was beat up when I was a freshman, I got the gun."
"What happened?"
"These guys came up to me on the street. They were pushing me around. My English wasn't as good then, and I couldn't really talk to them. They mugged me, took my money, and my watch. It was from my dad. I swore I'd never be a victim again."
"I'm so sorry. That's terrible. Have you ever used it?"
No, only for practice, but not at anything real except for yesterday," he laughed ruefully. "We both saw how good I was then." He blew air into his cheeks, and Kylie thought he looked embarrassed.
"Not using your gun is a good thing, actually. I hate the idea of guns, but if I'm honest, I have to admit that I slept better knowing that you had one at my place the other night. I'd never felt afraid until all this happened. But now I'm thinking that I'm going to take more karate. If I take a job at the FBI, they'll probably have me learn how to shoot, too."
"If you want, I belong to this gun club and can take you. Not to discourage you, but I doubt if their tech department does much shooting. Still, it could be fun, and you never know if you're ever going to need it. If you want, we could go on Saturday. Perfect, Kylie smiled. Okay, now can I ask you a question? Okay, you just did, she said cautiously. I guess you can go for two. What happened with Andrew? How do you know about him? Oh, no. You used OMG and ran a report on me, didn't you?
Guilty. I couldn't resist.
Disgusted, Kylie shook her head. I guess that we're not going to have any secrets, are we? I'm considering taking some classes in computer programming. Just so you know, you'd better watch out, and maybe I can have some privacy.
Really? Good for you. I think you should.
I can help you study. She smiled at him with amusement.
And Andrew? He peered at her over the top of his aviators.
I dated him in college, as you undoubtedly know.
What happened?
We were together for 3 years. One day he decided that he wanted to see other people. That was it.
That must have been hard.
Kylie swallowed and nodded.
And after that? He asked.
I was a mess for a while. Then I went to grad school and had all of my startup craziness. Trust me, I've had no time to date, so here I am.
There was no one after Andrew? Misha raised his eyebrows in surprise.
Hey, you read my reports. Nada. I was done with guys.
I hope that you changed your mind. Seems like yesterday was a good start, yes?
Yes, but we'll see. I'm working on it. Kylie directed Misha to the Lexington exit. Where only 2 days before, Janice had driven onto the shoulder of the ramp, bypassing the line of cars. Within minutes, Kylie had Misha turn onto the street where she had grown up and pointed out the house, a rambling white colonial with green shutters. It sat on top of a sloping hill, its driveway widening at the top to allow room for guest parking. Misha turned in, parked the Porsche, and reached behind his seat, producing a chrysanthemum plant bursting with golden blooms.
For your mother, he showed Kylie as she picked up the pies.
Allison swung the door open as they approached and shook her head sadly at them.
Oh, my God, look at you. Aren't you the pair?
She dabbed at Kylie's bandage with one of her buffed fingernails.
Hey, we're fine. I know what we look like, the walking wounded, but we're definitely okay.
Mom, this is Misha, she said. Turning to Misha, this is Allison, my mom.
Welcome, her mother said, still shaking her head sadly at his bandage.
She eagle-eyed Kylie as if she were about to zoom in on a mouse.
Well, we certainly want to hear all about what happened.
Thank you for having me, Misha said formally. He handed her the plant. This is for you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Allison accepted it, holding it in the air admiringly.
Thank you, Misha. It's lovely. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Can we please come in before I drop one of these pies? Asked Kylie.
I'm forgetting my manners, said her mother. She stepped aside, allowing them to pass into the foyer.
Allison put the plant on the table by the front door as Misha removed his sunglasses and looked around.
Nice house, he said.
Kylie realized that she knew some facts about his life, but there was so much that OMG wasn't able to provide. What did the house where he grew up look like? That would be the next version if she only had someone like Simon to build it. In the meantime, she had a lot of questions to ask.
Allison ran the pies into the kitchen as Kylie's father sauntered into the foyer. He gave Kylie a brief hug while sizing up Misha over Kylie's shoulder.
Allison returned a moment later, and Kylie made the introductions.
David took their coats and then waltzed Misha into the living room with his arm around his shoulder.
That's quite a car, he said with appreciation.
Hey, what do you say we start the festivities? What do you drink?
David, it's only 11 in the morning, Kylie's mother warned to their backs.
It's a holiday, Allison, he stated flatly without turning around.
Kylie had no idea about Misha, but she knew the day would unravel with her father off to such an early start. It'd be trouble by the time they ate. They all would be in trouble.
I'm coming too, Kylie said. In fact, I'll make the drinks.
Count me in. I want to hear the story before everyone gets here, said her mother, sitting down on an armchair chair across from the couch where David and Misha sat like bookends. Kylie set out 4-cut crystal scotch glasses on the bar near the sofa and filled them with cranberry juice, club soda, and ice. Misha touched her fingers on the glass when he took his and smiled at her. Kylie smiled and then served the rest. She sat down in the matching armchair.
"What the hell is this?" asked her father, examining the contents of the glass.
"It's called a Cape Codder, and it's your ticket to an enjoyable day," said Kylie. "Hang in there. You can have a scotch when everyone else arrives." He narrowed his eyes but swallowed a cautious sip.
"Okay," said her mother. "What's been going on?"
"It all started when I thought up this platform for my business and then had this guy Simon build it for me."
"Is this the same Simon who was murdered?" asked Allison.
Kylie nodded. Her mother pushed her glasses down her nose, exposing her narrowed eyes, a classic Allison move.
"It's okay, Mom.
I'm not sure how having someone who works for you get murdered be okay."
"What I meant was that the situation is now under control. I know it's very sad. Simon was kind of a weasel, though. I can only imagine what he'd gotten himself into."
"Oh," said David. "I'm sorry to hear that. But say, weren't you going to demo your program for us today? I was looking forward to seeing it."
"I was, but it's become pretty complicated. I might be selling it to the FBI, so I shouldn't be showing it to anyone until I know. Sorry, but I guess you'll have to wait a bit longer."
Kylie knew she had dropped a bomb, but was glad for the excuse not to demo OMG. She had lost her desire to expose their hypocrisy with the damning evidence that she had found out about each of them. They certainly weren't exemplary parents or flawless people, but after all she had been through over the past few days, and with almost losing her life, Kylie knew now that there were much worse things that other people did. Her parents weren't such terrible people. They just were flawed and clueless. Frankly, she was relieved to see them and to be back in her childhood home. She no longer saw the point of outing their sins to the rest of the family. They didn't deserve that.
"What? Excuse me?" said her mother. "Kylie, I don't hear from you for weeks, and then see you on the news. Your picture is plastered all over the TV with the governor and with Bill Reinstadt. But I can't even get you to return a phone call. I think you should tell us what's going on. Now you say that you're going to be working with the FBI?"
Misha interjected. "Let's say Kylie designed a platform that will allow FBI to find criminals." Her mother's eyes shot daggers at Kylie.
"At least one of you can give me a straight answer. And what about you?" she asked Misha. "How do you fit into this? Are you Russian?"
"Yes, I'm from Moscow. I came here for school."
"And you're working with this guy?" her father asked Kylie, sounding dubious.
"Yes. Misha's an amazing encryption expert."
Kylie's eyes shone, but she took a deep breath to brace herself against his inquiries, which sounded like they were headed for a world-class interrogation.
"So you don't have any family here?" asked her father.
"No," said Misha, taking a sip of his drink. His grip around the glass made his knuckles protrude like little white-capped peaks.
"No, not really. As I said, I came here for school, then just stayed."
"What does your family do back in Russia?" he asked.
Kylie expelled the breath she had been holding. "Dad, please stop interrogating him. Misha's a good guy. What do you think, that he's a spy?"
Her good intentions had quickly melted into exasperation. In the past 2 days, she had been kidnapped and almost murdered. Then she had helped solve a sinister crime. How absurd for her and Misha to now sit and be questioned as if they were little children. She'd come home feeling thankful to be alive and happy to see her parents, but nothing had changed with them. Kylie realized then how much her life would never be the same after what she had gone through.
"I don't know if he's a spy, Kylie. I don't know anything about this young man except that he's Russian. He drives a flashy car, and he appears to be dating my daughter. I have every right to be concerned."
"Your father is right," said Allison.
"Listen, both of you," she said. She articulated each word as if it were fizz slowly being released from a bottle. "I want you to understand something. I've had a crazy few days, and going forward, I'm going to be doing some work that I consider crucial. Maybe you have no idea, but I helped save the city from a terrible epidemic. I'd like you to trust my judgment. I'd like you to respect me and my decisions. I may not be able to talk about what I'm doing,
but I ask you to honor that, and I want you to respect any friend that I bring into your house." Her parents stared at her, open-mouthed, too stunned to talk. "Can you agree to that?" pressed Kylie. They both nodded as if they were marionettes. No one said anything for a minute. The energy in the room had shifted. The storm had cleared. Act one was done. Misha loosened his death grip on his glass and set it on the coffee table. Her father slumped a little, crossed his legs, and took another sip of his Cape Codder without complaint. Her mother's anxious type A face had softened into a look of admiration. Kylie's indignation dissipated, but she couldn't resist adding, "You know, I keep telling you to read Gibran. He said, if you love somebody, let them go, for if they return, they were always yours." "Thanks, Kylie," said her mother. "We will keep that in mind. With that, I think I'd better check on the turkey." "I'll come with you," said Kylie, following her. Kylie sat on one of the bar stools at the marble-topped island and swiveled around as she watched her mother dart about the kitchen, checking on the contents of the various pots and pans. Ordinarily, Allison wasn't what Kylie considered domestic. Kylie was fascinated, observing her mother's annual kitchen chaos that somehow magically would produce an excellent feast. Every inch of countertop space, covered with pots, pans, and ingredients, and the mess had spilled onto the table and the breakfast nook. But when her mother opened the oven door to baste the turkey, the aroma made Kylie's mouth water. Whatever shape the kitchen was in didn't matter. Kylie loved the disarray, so much homier than Allison's usual orderly kitchen where mostly takeout meals were warmed and where Kylie had been forbidden to make a mess. She thought that this is what home should smell like and look like, too. She realized how much she had longed for that. "Anything you want me to do?" she asked her mother. "Go get the mixer for me out of the cupboard over there so that I'll have it ready for the whipped cream for the pies." She pointed at a corner cupboard, understanding that Kylie needed a roadmap for the kitchen. "Sure, but I wanted to talk to you first." "Oh?" Her mother stood across from where Kylie sat at the island and looked at her with curiosity. The softness around her mother's mouth that Kylie had noticed in the living room hadn't survived its trip to the kitchen. It had sprouted the usual parentheses that framed her mouth. "At the risk of losing the good feeling she had created," Kylie continued, "I wanted to tell you a little more about what I've been doing. You might have heard on the news that my product is called OMG. It's this platform that allows people to find out data that will help them make good decisions in their lives." Allison stared at Kylie. "Go on. What are you getting at?"